I love you, Lord, and I lift my voice to worship you. Oh, my soul, rejoice, take joy, my King, in what you hear, and let it be a sweet sound in your ear. I love you, Lord, and I lift my voice to worship you. Oh, my soul, rejoice, take joy, my King, in what you hear, and let it be a sweet, sweet sound in your ears. We exalt thee. We exalt thee. We exalt thee. Oh, Lord. We exalt thee. We exalt thee. We exalt thee. Oh, I love you, Lord, and I lift my voice to worship you. Oh, my soul, rejoice, take joy, my King. In what you hear, and let it be a sweet sound in your ears. Father God, we thank you for this day. Thank you, Lord, for being so amazing and so gracious, so mighty in our lives. Oh God, we thank you for yet another chance where we could come, magnify you, to worship you, to glorify you in prayer. And this morning, God, we just want to take the time to adore you, tell you how much we really, really love you, how much we really appreciate you, how much we really adore you and magnify you today, this day, for this is the day that you have made. And we are going to rejoice and be glad in it on today because you've made it, because you've allowed us to see it this morning, because you've allowed us yet another chance to glorify you, to magnify you, to be witnesses for you, to live for you. And we thank you. We thank you, God. We thank you for the love you have bestowed upon us. We thank you. We thank you for your love and your kindness, for your tender mercies. God, we thank you. We take this time out, this set aside time, this appointed time, to meet you and to commune with you, to seek you first as we begin our day. God, it is just amazing that you meet us every single time and carry us throughout the day. Give us direction, walk with us and talk with us. Just guide us. And we thank you for that. We thank you, God, that you are so mindful of us. And you tell us to cast our cares upon you, everything that we care about, everything that we worry about. everything that our mind is set on. You tell us to give it to you first because you care for us. And thank you that you are just an amazing God, that you don't forget about us, that you're faithful to us. Even when we sometimes are not faithful to you, you continue to receive us back and you continue to talk to us, you continue to guide us, you continue to show us a way like no other, and we thank you, God. We just want to take this time to acknowledge that you are the true and only living God. We want to take this time to just adore you because you're magnificent in all of your ways. You're the creator of all things, and we thank you for that. You're just an amazing God, an amazing big God, and we adore you today. We give you honor today. We acknowledge your presence even in this prayer, and we thank you for being present with us. God, we place ourselves and our petitions before you today, seeking you for direction and guidance for this day. We do cast all of our cares upon you. We give them to you so that you can direct us and you can lead us and guide us. We seek you first today. Before we get involved in anything, we seek you first today. Some may be in transition to their workplaces, doing different things on today. But God, we stop to seek you first and ask you to ordain and orchestrate this day. Order our thoughts and order our footsteps this day. Everything that we do, oh God, our hands touch everywhere that our feet go. You order the day for us, oh God. Everything that we get involved in our schedules today, God, you order the day so that you may be glorified in all that we do, magnified in all that we do. Give us and grant us every opportunity to be witnesses for you today, to allow our light to shine today. We might not even get an opportunity to speak to anyone today. But God, let our light shine just in the being in the presence of others. Be with us today, oh God, walking with us and talking with us and giving us instruction, giving us knowledge and understanding, all that we need to conquer and to get through this day. We thank you, God, for being the one that is willing to lead us and guide us and to make us victorious in this day. And we don't take that lightly, God. That's why we set aside time to come and magnify you through our worship and prayer. And today we do worship you. God, we ask that you be with us and those that are en route to their different destinations, God. Lead and guide them safely, God. We ask you to wrap your angel of protection around them. And all day, God, be with us. Provide for us, oh God. Everything and every tool that is needed for today, be with us, oh God. We want to be stewards for you today. We want to be servants for you today. So God, be with us. You grant us everything that we need. God, those that are on the line that are among us, oh God, we seek you the more. And God, we ask that you go to where they are, feed their needs, and meet their needs, oh God. Someone may be brokenhearted, God, and we ask that you mend the heart. Someone may be ill today, God, and we ask that you heal. Someone may be afflicted today, and we ask that you deliver that thing. Someone may be scared to approach the day, God, and we ask that you give courage and boldness. You told us we have no reason to fear. You are with us. You'll never leave us. You'll never forsake us. We have no reason to be afraid. So whoever that person is, God, be with them today. Strengthen them. We may even have some that are hurting from loss of loved ones. God, comfort them. in the name of Jesus. God, you know each and every need today that is before us, oh God. And we ask that you meet every need today in the name of Jesus. Be with us today, God, as we walk and talk and go about in this world today. Be with us. When it seems like things are just going up against us, be with us, God. Strengthen us, God. Help us use the power that is within us, oh God, that you have given to us. Be with us today, God. We want to be able that everything that we do today, God, every word that comes out of our mouth, everything that we are part of today, every test that is taken at school, every lesson that is learned, every business meeting, every conference meeting, everything, every word that is typed on the computer, everything today, God, we want you to be able to, we want you to be pleased with it. Get the glory out of all that we do this day, oh God. Lead us and guide us, oh God. For you are an amazing God. And you're an awesome God. And that we understand there is no one like you. And today we want to be able to serve you the right way. As we go through this time today, oh God, we ask that you go before us, oh God. And we don't take it lightly, God. We need you. We understand that we need you. We can't really be successful, and we say we can't do anything without you. We really can't be prosperous and successful and all things well without you. We need you. We need your Holy Spirit. We need your hand to go with us and before us, oh God. Lead us and guide us. So have your way in us, oh God. Anything that's in us that's not like you, oh God, that you are not pleased with, take it out in the name of Jesus. Make it known to us, oh God, that we need to seek you the more, that we need to come to you the more, that we need to serve you, that we need to worship you more. We need to get more into your word. Help us, oh God. We need you. Yes, we could be, you know, achieve without you, but the road could be a lot easier if we have you. So help us to focus on you. Anything that's in us that's not like you, take it out, because we want to be more like you. We want to love like you. We want to even talk like you. We want to serve like you. We want to be more like you, Lord. So help us, Lord Jesus. Be with us, Lord. Lead us and guide us, Lord Jesus. You are great, and you're greatly to be praised today, and you are mighty, and you are righteous. You are everything that we need. That's why we need you, because you are everything. You are the beginning of all things. You are the end of all things. You are right. You are just. You are even fierce, right? And we need you for all of that. Be with us today, God. As we approach different situations and some difficult situations today, be with us. Someone has to make some decisions today that are life-changing, that are very crucial and critical to their lives. Be with them today. Help them to open their eyes to see you, their heart to feel you, their ears to hear what you have to say, so that the right choices can be made today. We need you today, God. Everything, some things that are on social media, someone is trying their hardest to do right and put things on social media, scriptures and words of encouragement. Be with them today. Let that they put on there today touch somebody. Everything that we are involved in today, we need you, no matter how small it is, no matter how big it is, we need you. A help us to understand that even the more. And God, help us to draw closer to you. As we grow, and you help us to be more like you, to be better stewards, and to be better servants. We need you, God. Can't say it enough. We need you. And we petition you, and we ask of you to come to us today, to be with us, to walk with us, to guide us this day. Be in our thoughts today. Everything that we think is not like you, God. Change it. Change our thoughts, oh God. Every hurdle that we come up against, oh God. I would ask that you remove it, but some of them won't be removed. Help us to cross over them. Open our hearts to receive more of you. We want more of you. We want more of you. Holy Spirit, we want more of you in our lives, in our ways. We want more of you. We want more peace and more joy, more love. We want more of you. We want more patience. We want more kindness, gentleness. We want more of you. We want more self-control. Yeah. We want more of you in us. Pour into us, oh God. Pour into us all that we need. In our hearts and in our souls. Guard our hearts and our souls. Be the ruler of our hearts and our souls. We need you. We can't live in this trying world without you. We can try to do it on our own, no matter how much we know and how much we can do. The abilities we have, we need you. For the strength, for the power that you bestow upon us, we need you. As so many in this world are in trouble, God, as we look at the news, different captions, different things that are going around in this world today, God, this world needs you. And so it's up to us, oh God, your children, to be the ones that show our light. Give us the strength. Give us the boldness to shine for you. Speak about you, to guide those to you, Lord, that are lost and don't know their way. Guide those to you that are hurting and in despair. Guide those to you, oh God, that need change in their lives. Help us be the tools, the vessels that you use. We want to tell you, Lord, we are available to you. To use us as you please. It may be in any way, God. You might not be used to talking to someone in a certain area, but help us, oh God. If that's what you want, help us to be the vessel that you use. Give us the words to say. Even give us a look to give, oh God, that would encourage someone today that's having a bad day, that's having an off day. Give us tools. Help us to be the vessel you use today. Build us up, oh God, wherever we're torn down and wherever we are lacking, build us up. We know that you can, God. We trust in you and we have faith in you that anything that we come to and that you bring us to, that you would definitely take us through it. You would give us everything that we need. You would give us the strength, just the strength that we need to get through it. You would give us the understanding, the knowledge of just what we need to get through it. Yes, it may hurt a little bit and it may be a little rough and it may be even a little frustrating, but you will give us what we need. If we seek you, if we turn to you and ask you for help, for guidance. We need you today, God. And we just want to give you glory and honor and praise. We want to magnify you, God. You are an amazing God. You are an awesome God. You are so faithful to us. And that's just more amazing than anything in this world, how faithful you are to us.
And even when we kind of do five steps and come back to you, you're still ready and with open arms to receive us back. You're faithful to us. You never leave us. And we thank you, God. We thank you for loving us even when we feel that we are loved enough, you love us even more. Even when we know that we are not loved the right way, you love us even more. And we thank you, God. We thank you for being our strength. We thank you for being our God. We thank you for being our encouragement. We thank you for being our love, love in us. Oh, God, tell us some more with your spirit. Fill us more, oh God, with everything that we need, God. For you, we need you. We need more of you with us. We need you walking with us and talking with us this day, oh God. You're an amazing God, and we worship you today. We adore you today. We magnify you, Lord. You are great, and you are mighty, and we worship you. We thank you for all things that you're going to do this day. We thank you, God, in advance for the ways that you are going to make, the doors that you are going to open. We thank you. We thank you in advance. We thank you for the healing that is going to take place today. We thank you, God, for the deliverance that is going to occur today. We thank you. Help us to give the testimony, oh God, of your goodness and your mercy and your grace. Help us to share it. Share what you have done for us this day. It's going to be amazing because we stop by to talk to you this morning. We stop by to worship you. We stop by to praise you. We've taken the time out. And we want to give you glory and we want to give you honor this day. Be with us today, God. We'll forever give you all the glory and the honor and the praise. We'll forever magnify you. We'll forever glorify you. God, we ask today that you be with our leaders, leaders of this world, leaders of our nation, leaders of our churches. Be with the leaders today, God. Help them to understand that they are nothing without you. They need you too. They need to seek you and hear from you and listen to you. Help us to obey what you are giving to us. Obey your word. Which means we have to read your word. So give us a desire to even read your word and go to your word and seek your word. Be doers of your word. Be with our leaders today. Some may never even come to know you. And if sometimes we feel that we get the consequences of their wrath and their not knowing you. But God, be with us. And those that know you, that are around them, help their light to shine. That they come to ask, what must I do to be saved, or what must I do to have the peace that you have, the joy that you have. God, we may be placed in some places where leaders are looking at us. We hope our light shines for you. Let me give you glory today. Let me give you honor today for all that you are doing in our lives. Let me give you praise. We magnify you for what is yet to come. Be glorified this day. Be magnified, God, this day. We bless you in Jesus' name. Thank you, God. Thank you, God, for all you're going to do. Amen and amen.